now have the second feature. Being a Norwich fan can be challenging at times, to say the least. Not doing well in the Premiership, only ever in a cup as long as a tea bag. Well, this should cheer us all right up as Stacia Briggs took a trip down memory lane to tell us about the Norwich side that have actually won the FA Cup. Tim Peters reads our feature.
Ask most Norwich fans to remember the day when players won English football's most prestigious cup competition, and they'll be at a loss. Norwich City has never won the men's FA Cup, but Norwich ladies lifted the trophy in May 1986 after a dramatic last-gasp winner against the favourites, Doncaster Bells. It's the greatest Norwich football victory that barely anyone knows about. Maureen Martin was the manager who led the team to glory. She says, "There are very few moments in my life that can compare to that moment we lifted the cup. It was such hard work when I played because you had to do everything yourself. There was no money in the sport. But if you love football, you'll do anything and everything to play. And I did, so I did." Maureen grew up in Norwich and her love affair with football began with kickabouts at the local park with the younger brothers she was tasked with babysitting. She signed for Cossey Ladies at the age of 21 and for the first time played football with other women. By this time she'd married and was working full time. She says, "It didn't even cross my mind that being a woman could hold me back. It was just the person I was. I just wanted to succeed, to win, to get to the top." She had great success as a centre-back for Lowestoft Ladies back in the 1970s and played several times for England. In 1982, Maureen left Lowestoft, and when she failed to find another team she wanted to play for, she created her own, Norwich Ladies, known as the Fledglings. Maureen persuaded Andrew Anderson, who had designed the new Norwich City badge, to design one for Norwich Ladies and found sponsorship with Robinson's Motor Services and photostatic copiers. She says, "I was strict and I believed in discipline. A player like George Best, however good he was, would never have got into my side if I'd been managing a men's team. I'd have thrown him out for his behaviour. There was no money or big sponsorship, so if you were a woman who wanted to play football, you had to make it happen yourself," she said. "I played, I coached, I managed, I did the fundraising we needed to buy kit, I sent match reports out, I did the lot. I didn't even think about it, really, I just did what needed doing. When I think back, I wonder how I fitted it all in with a job and two dogs to look after. But it's amazing what you can put your mind to if it's something you absolutely love. What do they always say? If you want something done, ask a busy person." Adding the firepower of England's Linda Curl, Jackie Slack and Vicky Johnson to the side, the newbies proceeded to boss the East Anglian League in their debut 1982-1983 season. The Fledglings won the second division title and were cup winners in 1983-84 and on promotion to the first division were victorious as champions and cup winners in the next three seasons. Sadly, Maureen's playing career ended in 1983 after a devastating injury during a WFA cup tie with Hemel Hempstead, which almost caused the loss of her foot. But in 1985-86, the Fledglings were drawn against Doncaster Bells in the WFA Cup final, which happened to be at Carrow Road. Maureen says it was just luck that the game was in Norwich. "I don't think anyone thought that we'd get there, and when we did, I don't think anyone thought we'd beat the Bells, who were three times FA Cup finalists." "I remember that Norwich City's manager, Ken Brown, gave me his League One Cup Final tracksuit top to wear on the day, and it meant such a lot to me, because it meant he was taking it seriously." Norwich beat the Bells 3-2, an incredible achievement, especially so soon after their formation. Sadly, Maureen still suffers with pain caused from her playing days. But she says, "I wouldn't have changed a single minute of it. They were the best days of my life. I think about them all the time."
Thank you, Tim. And once again, it's back to the news.